better sex life, a better libido, a better orgasm, a better relationship. All of that can be yours as you listen to my guest, Susan Bratton, today. She is an intimacy expert to millions. She's an orgasmonaut, self-proclaimed, and she is just an amazing sexual biohacker. So her and her husband, they went through their own trials and tribulations when they were focusing on their careers. And that kind of, you know, shook things up a little bit in the marriage. So it was through her own personal experience and really straight-talking, fearless approach that her and her husband came together to bring you marriage-saving tips and tricks to incorporate into your sex life where you can have the most amazing relationship possible. She's a lifelong entrepreneur. She's a CEO of two companies, and she is going to give you real life, real world talk of how to improve your sex life, have multiple orgasms, and take your relationship to the next level. No matter where you are in your health journey, you need to listen to this. It was one of the best talks, the most real talks I have had with a podcast guest in a very, very long time. And I know that you will just fall in love with Susan. She believes that shame-free, frequent sexual pleasure is every man and woman's birthright, and it's yours too. So listen up, keep an open mind. If you believe that sex is just for procreation, this is not the episode for you. But if you want to have an amazing sex life, an amazing relationship, if you want to take it to the next level, then you have to listen. Oh, we are going to have some fun today. I am here with my dear friend and just an amazing love and sex expert, Susan Bratton. She does so many different things. Intimacy expert to millions. I'm going to tell you a little bit about her, but then we're just jumping in and we're diving deep into all of those questions that, ladies, I know you have. We won't leave the guys out, but I know from my experience and listening to you as my audience, I hear you. I hear the libido questions. I hear the intimacy questions. I hear the orgasm questions. And we're going to talk all about that today. And we're going to have some crazy, crazy fun. There is nothing like this on the market. So if you want to get your hands on something very unique, then it's going to be Collagen Fixer 2.0. Here's what I did. Reblended it completely. Took three trademarked bioactive collagen peptides and put them together. One of them, Verisol. This is clinically proven to reduce your wrinkles and to reduce the appearance of cellulite and to improve your hair strength. So it helps your hair grow too. Number two, body balance. This bioactive peptide has been shown to increase lean body mass and decrease fat mass. So now we're getting the reduction of cellulite. We're getting improved body composition. Oh, wait, there's one more. Fortigel. Fortigel supports cartilage tissue growth, helping those joints. So anyone with joint pain, if this is holding you back from working out, add this in. So now you get improved joints, improved mobility, improved body composition, better lean muscle, less fat, less cellulite, better hair, better skin, better nails, and some protein too. Why aren't you adding this in? There is nothing at all like it on the market. I'm pretty proud. Pretty proud of this bad boy. Collagen Fixer 2.0. So Susan, she's a champion. She's an advocate for everyone, all of you out there desiring passionate relationships. And really, who doesn't? She is a self-proclaimed, I love this, orgasmonaut. Susan travels the outer reaches of human orgasmic potential to bring back the map to the territory of pleasure and connection. Imagine that you are capable of way more sexual satisfaction. And I promise you that you are. She's a sexual biohacker. So she's recommending regenerative therapies that keep your libido and desire thrumming with life force, because sex is good for you. And I tell you guys that too, even beyond testosterone, beyond DHEA. We're going to talk some biohacking today. And moreover, Susan's superpower is courage, which I absolutely love. She takes a lion-hearted stand for your human right to pleasurable connection and the willingness to get nerdy on anatomy, detailed about sex skills, and science-driven on sex drive to achieve this outcome for everyone whose lives she touches. Susan, I love you. Thank you so much for coming on here. This is so needed.
Amy, I love you back. And it's great to be with you again, 2 weeks in a row, even if the second one is virtual. It was so nice to see you at the KetoCon conference. And I was wondering if there was any particular thing that really struck you there. Did you learn anything new that you were like, oh yeah, this was worth my time to come all the way to Texas?
All the way. Well, I mean, beyond the connection and just being with that high vibe tribe that is KetoCon, you know, one of the things that really hit me, and I totally agree with him, is when Dr. Ken Berry, he spoke on the stage before I went on. So I was listening to his talk, and he was kind of really blowing up all of those keto products out there that we tend to use as crutches, but it's like, you know what? Let's just eat real food. Let's go in sunlight, you know, let's do the things that are available to us where we're not paying $1 million for this biohacking piece of equipment or this keto cereal or keto cookie. So I like that.
Although I did like those keto cookies on the show floor.
Well, it's not that I didn't
eat
them.
Some of those lemon and snickerdoodle keto cookies.
Oh, those were so good.
They were really good. Those keto cookie ladies had my number.
They did. But I get where he's coming from. Like, you can't just lean on that daily.
That's just more convenience processed food, and that's not going to get us where we need to go. Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was interesting. I think the thing that I liked the best was Natalie Nidham's conversation about peptides. And I had this epiphany. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you know that I had really bad long haul COVID. I ended up getting COVID 3 times, and I got the very first one, the novel COVID virus. And I lost a year and a half of my life. I literally didn't know if I'd ever work again.
Okay.
I was so beat up from that virus. And I mean, I lost my hair. I'm still growing it back. I just went to Dr. Robin Benson in Santa Fe for my third PRP exosome injections into my head.
Yep.
My husband was literally rubbing my head this morning because it's a little bit inflamed from the injections because it's working. If I did it 3 months apart, first I had to fix my gut from gluten in my 50s, and I had very, very thinning hair. And so when I met Robin and she did 3 PRP hair lifts 90 days apart, by the end of 2019, my hair had really grown back in. And I know this is a big thing for people who have thyroid issues, they have hair loss. And so it's one of the reasons I'm mentioning it, but it kind of feeds into the story. Mm-hmm. And my hair is really growing back now. I used to have to wear a hair piece to kind of cover it up, but I can now like show up with just Susan hair, which is great.
Yeah.
And I had recently gone in to see Dr. Jeffrey Gross and have exosomes injected into my leg bones because I tore my ACLs skiing this year. And I had pulled my elbow tendons off the elbow bone that's called medial epicondylosis. Mm-hmm. I pulled these off doing tire flips and some CrossFit and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why am I hurting why am I hurting all my soft tissue? Why is my soft tissue so bad? COVID had ruined my skin. I've been trying to get it back. Mm-hmm. And I saw this, I followed this guy, Dr. Eric Topol. He has a newsletter called Ground Truths, and he looks at the big picture of COVID long haul. And there was this email that came out from him where it said, there are a whole bunch of autoimmune diseases in a couple of categories. And there was the biggest category was soft tissue diseases.
Okay.
And I went, bink, bink.
Yeah.
That's what happened. This is why I'm ripping my tendons and my ligaments. It's downstream effects of the COVID virus.
Wow.
And then I went to Natalie Nidham's peptide presentation and listened to her. She showed this data, these longitudinal studies, Russian studies, Georgia. They were all done in Georgia. A lot of them where they're big on phages and they're big on peptides there. Mm-hmm. And, those were Siberian studies. It showed that people were extending their lives by adding these peptides in. And I thought to myself, this is so interesting because one of the peptides that I'm taking right now is Cardiolac. Cardiolac is a peptide for soft tissue. BPC-157 is a good one. Thymosin beta 4 is a good one. I'm also taking testogen as well, because I do testosterone replacement in addition to estrogen replacement and progesterone for my bioidentical hormone replacement. Because I'm 61 and I still
you don't look it at all. Anybody that's listening to this, you just have to look her up because my God, I mean, Susan. You look in your 40s.
I do what I can do. Yeah. I do what I can do. Well, my chronological age is 43, mm-hmm. even though my biological age is 61, according to the methylation testing that you can get from True Diagnostics,
yep.
which I think is I'm going to get the glycan age test as well. Mm-hmm. I think the glycan age test could be interesting too. It's more of an insulin regulation, you know, kind of sugar profile one, but the methylation tests from True Diagnostics, I think are actually the best research out there for getting your biological age. So I'm trying to get my biological age down to 40, but yeah. I was sitting there in Nat's presentation about peptides thinking, okay, I'm taking Cardilac. And then I just thought to myself, it was COVID that screwed me up. That's why I'm ripping all this stuff up. I am going to fix that too. What I have done is I have systematically focused on fixing all of the bad effects that happened to me with my long haul COVID, from losing my hair and losing my skin to my soft tissue ripping to my brain fog. I did 70 hours of hyperbaric. I've yep. done just all kinds of things. And I bring that spirit to helping people expand or extend their sex span. It's just like our health span. We want to be healthy longer. We yep. want to have great sex longer. And so that's what I do in my world. I'm kind of at the intersection of wellness, sexual health, and intimacy. Mm-hmm. I teach passionate lovemaking techniques through my books and programs. I'm a publisher of passionate lovemaking techniques, my own and others. Mm-hmm. So I like to teach people what to do because we don't see good modeling of that. The only good modeling there is porn, which is horrible, especially right. for women. It's right. patriarchal.
Yep.
And I really like to talk about the matriarchal view of sex. What is it that we women need? So many times I talk to women's groups and I tell them, here's what matriarchal sex looks like. And they're all like, this is what I need. What the hell? How come we can't get this? And I'm like, you can have it. You just need to tell your partner what you need. You know, you need, but they didn't, if you don't know what you're going for, how can you ask for it? And so right. That's what I like to do a lot. And so the other thing that I teach a lot is bedroom communication skills. How to know what you want and ask for it is half the battle. And then I teach the piece, which is the physical, which is, okay, my parts don't work. Okay, I've lost lubrication. I've got vaginal dryness. I've got painful sex. It's harder and harder to achieve orgasm. My yoni, Y-O-N-I, is a word that I like to use for our female genital system because vulva is actually the outside. So it doesn't take into account the inside parts. Mm-hmm. And vagina is just the pocket, the stretchy muscle. It's mm-hmm. It's just a part of what feels pleasurable. It doesn't take into account all of the erectile tissue that we have, which is as much erectile tissue as our male bodied partners do, but nobody's thinking about our erectile's function, you know?
Right. Right.
So I like to address those three things. Once you understand what to do, you can talk about it and all the parts are fixed because they do atrophy as we age, especially if we're ill. Your libido is the other side of the same coin as your overall health. When you're healthy, you have a libido. When you're not, you don't. And so when people are coming to you to get their thyroids fixed, to get their life back, to get their energy back, get their hair back, you know, right, all the right. things that happen. This is really what I do is I'm like, okay, I can get you lubricated again. I can tell you to get lubricated again. I can tell you how to feel more pleasure again. I can tell you how to stop painful sex. I can, I can tell you how to fix incontinence. These are the things that happen to us. And I can tell you how to fix your husband's penis because if you haven't been making love to him, it's probably not working very well either. It's probably a lot softer than it used to be. It probably doesn't stay as hard. He probably doesn't last as long. He probably struggles to have orgasm. So this is kind of my sexual biohacking piece of what I do.
I love that. I mean, you really are a one of a kind because you're right. Ugh. In this world, we have kind of either the, I guess, so-called sex experts that are just talking about, you know, do this in the bedroom. And then we have the biohackers and the hormone experts over here saying, like I say a lot, well, you got to add in testosterone for the libido, maybe some DHEA. We need estrogen for the vaginal lubrication.
Yeah.
But you combine both, which is...
Well, I'm twice as old as most of the sexperts. Yeah. I just been around longer, Amy.
It's amazing though. It's amazing. And it's so needed. And okay. So my audience, here's what I hear, Susan, my audience yeah. comes and my patients come to me and they say, okay, I have no libido, nothing. There is nothing there. And of course we look at, like you said, the big things. We look at what's your hormone profile doing? What's your thyroid doing since that's the master gland? But still, even when I fix those, I can still hear from women, yeah, still nothing, no libido. So we have to go deeper. And as I talked to you about it at KetoCon, sometimes I say, well, how about just participate and jump in and see if maybe something feels good? And maybe, can you expand on that? Where am I going wrong? And what do people need?
Well, I think what we were talking about was spontaneous versus responsive sex. There was a PhD, a woman PhD, Dr. Beverly something, and she came up with this notion of responsive. I should know who it was. Responsive versus spontaneous desire, and this kind of goes back to that thing that I was talking about with the matriarchal versus patriarchal view of sex. The reason we don't have, I'm going to back up even more. Libido, desire, and arousal. Think about them as three intersecting rings. Libido, desire, and arousal, kind of like the Olympic gold medal of sex, you know, and you're there right in the middle. Your libido is your physical health. So Dr. Amy Horniman fixes your physical health, but you still don't feel like having sex. Because desire is, how do you feel about yourself and how do you feel about your partner if you're lucky enough to have one and you want one? And because almost everything that I'm going to say can be done in solo pleasure as well. And that is a choice that some people prefer. Right. So I understand that, but the majority of people do have partners. So that's kind of where I usually speak from that place, but I want to be inclusive to everyone, both across the gender spectrum, as well as wherever they are in their relationship situation. And so the desire is really, how do you feel about yourself and how do you feel about your partner? And if something's wrong with you, as far as how you feel about yourself, and that could have been anything from having had sexual trauma or shame to feeling like you're fat or ugly or undesirable, or you have self-worth issues or stuff like that. I mean, that all, we bring that all right into the bedroom. Yep. And then your partner, you know, if they let themselves go, or they're not putting their romantic attention on you and they're just trying to grab your butt and get you to have sex, that's not going to work, you know? So there's the desire piece. Am I desirable and do I desire my partner? So you have to really look at that and have to come to terms with where you are with that and how you can remediate, fix, work around, compromise on whatever it is. And then there is arousal. And I honestly think this is what kills our libido. And that is that now I'm moving into what is matriarchal versus patriarchal sex. I honestly feel like the biggest issue is that most of us, your average babe, you and I, and all your female listeners, the average typical babe is with a dude and probably for a while. I'm 30 years this year with Sir Tim, and our guys don't live in our female bodies. And number one, they wake up horny every day because they've got more testosterone than we do. They masturbate on a daily, and we don't typically, because they're biologically wired to keep their sperm topped up so they can pass on their genes when some lovely lady wafts by them and is wanting a little of the big D. And then they have all of that. So they're thinking about sex every day. They're horny every day. And they, when they get an erection, when they get turned on and they get an erection, it happens within a minute or two. They get hard fast. They have fast acting hemodynamics. They've got quick blood flow because their erectile tissue system is like a banana. So the entire banana of his penis, half of it sticking out of his body, half of it's in, it's twice as big as it looks. He likes to hear that. And and all of the banana inside that tissue of that penis, that's all erectile tissue, but it's like there's three tubes in there that are straight shots that fill up with blood really fast. Take that banana out, turn it into a circle with a point at the top, take the skin off of our vulva, pop it in there around our vagina. That's our clitoral, urethral, and perineal structures. We've got three erectile tissue systems in our vulva, but the problem is that they're very slow. I like to say they're like English muffins. They have nooks and crannies. And just like an English muffin, you get it out of the fridge, you slice it open, you put it in the toaster, you press the toaster down, it pops up and it's still raw. And you got to press the toaster down again to get that nice golden brown. Then you get the butter out of the fridge. It's hard. You cut it. You stick it between the two pieces of English muffin, the two sides of the muffin, and you wait until the butter melts into the nooks and crannies. Well, that is our vulva with our erectile tissue. And so what happens is you've got a guy that started out horny, got a fast hard on, he's ready to go, combined with more patriarchal lineage of our sexuality, which is that sex is for procreation only. So the only thing that's sex is intercourse. All the other stuff is just foreplay. That's just like what you have to do to get it in there, right? And so the problem is that we women are socialized to be people pleasers, right? So we'll be like, well, I know he really wants intercourse. No, I don't have an orgasm from it, but if I don't do it, he's going to be grumpy. Right. So, and it's okay. And I like to be close to him. So then we do all this rationalization of all this stuff. And here we are, we're penetrated too quickly. We don't get enough foreplay. We haven't gotten our full, what I would call our lady boner, our clitoral erection. Mm-hmm. Maybe we've never experienced it, except that one time with that one guy when we were 20 and it was super hot and we were brand new and everything was working. And we had that one, and then we're like, well, I guess I'm just not the kind of woman who can have an orgasm from intercourse. And he's like, well, you know, hon, I guess you're not, but you know, let's still do it. And I literally just used an AI called Midjourney. It's a graphic design AI. I was with my designer, my agency guy, mm-hmm. and we're standing in front of his computer. And I said, can you make me a picture? I need this picture. Here's what I need. I need a woman who, we're facing her from behind, and she's kind of got her legs up in the air like this, and bricks are shooting out from between her legs and building this wall.
Okay.
Because one of the things that I say is, every single time we have intercourse and don't have orgasmic pleasure, we build our yoni, our female genitals, shoot out another brick that builds the wall to our future sexless life. We don't want to. How many times are you going to have intercourse if you're not having great orgasms from it? Why don't you have a libido? Because you've literally never had sex that was satisfying enough to want to bother. If you had hot sex all the time that was massively orgasmic and totally pleasurable, mm-hmm. you'd be getting your cane out and hooking your guy as he went by and going, let's go, daddy. Yep. And so it's not you, you're not broken. It's not your libido, it's your history of bad sex. And so when I say to women, you have to slow down to your body's pace. My husband and I joke, we call ourselves, we were hashtagged long before Instagram. We called ourselves Team Sweetie. We didn't use the hashtag, but we called ourselves Team Sweetie. And we actually think about the two of us against my yoni. Like, our job is to serve the yoni, his yep. job and my job. My job is to tell him what she wants that day, that minute, that second, and how, when she's ready, when she's letting me know she's really ready. Because like, my husband won't even give me a quickie. One day I was like, maybe we should just have a quickie. And he's like, I'm not giving you a quickie, because you know she's going to get mad at us. Right. And so he knows better. We're slow rollers. We need kissing, hair stroking, eyes holding, breast play, full body touch, feet rubbings. We need all that. Then we need yoni massage, oral pleasuring. We need to put some toys on there and waken all the tissue. We need to have a few orgasms before we're penetrated. We have to get lubricated. It takes a while for everything to start to flow. So when women are like, I'm dry as a bone, I'm thinking to myself, well, what are the steps that you've taken to get yourself turned on?
Right.
What do you want to do to get turned on? And do you have a regular solo pleasuring practice with a few sex toys? Because the other thing that I like to teach women is something I call orgasmic cross training. There's 7 different types of sex tools that will activate different parts of your vulva, your yoni. And when you send pleasure to your brain from all the different parts, because remember, we've got those 3 systems. Mm-hmm. So it all needs to be activated. So when women are like, I'm stroking the tip of my clitoris super, 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 super fast. Right. And then I have one and then I'm done. And I don't want to have it. That's because she's treating her body like it's a man, and it's not, it's a woman. And it's got to get, it's like making stew. It's not flash fry. It's not instant pot. Mm-hmm. It's slow cooker. We're the slow cookers. So we need to like honor our yoni and let her have her head so she doesn't shoot any bricks out.
Right. Yeah. That's great. I mean, that's a great visual because you're absolutely right. And now that you're saying that, I can picture and I can hear my patients with the low libidos that, yep, they've built up the brick wall. They've built up the brick wall because I'm on this side and I can't understand. Like, wait, when you participate, it's so good. When you come together, just like you're describing, Susan, when you come together and you have the touching and the kissing and all the things and you build up together, like, I can't imagine not wanting that. But yeah. If you're with a man that's just like, let's just do it. I just want in there and then call it a day. And she's left like, well, oh, okay. I guess I'll just, you know, lay here and participate, but I didn't feel anything. There goes another brick. I love that. I love that analogy. Okay. This is me literally just speaking to you from the heart. So many of you know, I've been where you are with the struggle of weight gain, unexplained. Literally, you're doing everything you can and nothing is working. And I've been in the boat of crushing fatigue, like the type of fatigue you can't explain to anyone unless they've gone through it. The hair loss, legit, when you're counting the hairs that fall out of your head. I get that because I've been there. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing right now. That's why it's my passion to help you specifically get to where you deserve to be, get to optimization land, which I always joke about being in. But it's not really a joke. It's a place. It's a place of existence in your life where you can enjoy life. You can go out with your friends. You can have a glass of wine. You're not gaining weight looking sideways at a brownie. You have energy to get through the day. You don't even think about being tired because you're not tired. You're just confident. You're confident in your own body. You're confident in your own skin. And beyond that, you're out of that frustrating cycle of doctor jumping, thinking that maybe this one will listen to me. Maybe this one will actually do what they're supposed to do. And then you're disappointed again and you're crying in your car like I was. So that is why it's literally been my mission. And I've been working on this for years and finally got here to help every single person in every single state and some of Canada. So we can now prescribe to all 50 states. And the reason why this is important is because if you have low thyroid function and you have low hormones, there is no supplement, there's no diet, there's no lifestyle change that you can do to build those hormones back up. And I flat out call BS on any program out there that promises you optimization without actually using bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, including thyroid hormone replacement. If you're not making hormones properly, you're not making hormones properly, and we have to replace that. Now, many of you are in the process of begging your doctor for bioidentical hormones that they're uneducated on. They tell you scary things that just, you know, don't believe them. And many of you are trying to beg your doctor to give you the right thyroid medication. Well, you can stop that now too. Because we can order all the labs, prescribe all the bioidentical hormones, all the thyroid medication, all the things. We can do that to all 50 states and most of Canada. Now, when you work with me, when you work with my team, you're getting personalized plans, personalized treatment plans, personalized nutrition, the whole deal, top to bottom. You get what you need to get to the finish line, to enjoy your life, to live with me in optimization land, which is where you deserve to be. You deserve that. So click the link in the show notes, book a free call. We're going to go over everything with you. You don't have to remember everything I just said. The one thing you have to remember is I've been there. I can help you. I promise you're not that tough of a case. And it doesn't matter where you live in the United States and parts of Canada, we can help you.
Thank you. Good. Yeah. It occurred to me that that's what it felt like, you know, another brick in the wall of your future sexless marriage is usually how I say it.
Yeah, exactly.
And honestly, our guys don't know because they don't live in our bodies. You know, they're like, I'm horny all the time. You know, they're like monsters, beasts of horniness, and they can't understand why we're not. And it breaks their heart. I mean, honestly, they will do anything. They would give up their pleasure for our pleasure. It's not that they're doing this to us on purpose. We just don't know. But once you know that, I want women to feel really empowered to be like, now that I understand how my body works, I'm really going to support her in getting what she needs. My husband and I are going to start a team sweetie endeavor in the bedroom, and I'm just going to take as long as I take. And the other thing that I think is really important are yoni massages. So giving your partner a chance, because some guys are very dexterous. You know, some guys, they can fix anything. They can get that rusted screw out of that bicycle thing perfectly without, you know, any, you know, they know exactly how to do it. And other guys are like two left thumbs, you know, they're man-handed. They're like just not there. So I don't know who your lover is, but they deserve the time for allowing themselves to learn how a yoni wants to be pleasured. I have a video on betterlover.com. It's called How to Give a Yoni Massage. It's a really good one to listen or to watch with a partner so that you can kind of hear how the arc of a yoni massage goes, what you start with, you know, how you build the places to touch, how the parts like to be touched differently, like some are kneading and some are sliding and some are violin strings, and there's just different things that you, and then some are resting. And once you understand and get all these, and it's a free video, once you get all these techniques, then you give your partner time to do it. You give yourself time to relax. That's the thing we women don't do. We're trying to give our partner and like get turned on. But the problem is that arousal, our arousal ladder begins in relaxation. The ladder has to sit in a platform of relaxation. So you must relax before you can climb the ladder. And our guys are like, what buttons do I push? What knobs do I turn? How do we go? Let's go. I got an erection. Here we go. Let's do it. Oh, stick it in. Boom. You know, and we're like, what just happened? That was bad for me. I didn't even like that. You know, and so we got to get away from that. And the biggest issue is fighting against the good girl that wants to make everybody happy. Mm. When our yoni is just going to take her sweet time and you're a slave to her anyway. So you might as well just surrender to the yoni.
Surrender to the yoni. Now, how do you get the guy? How do you have that conversation to tell your partner, listen, this is what we have to start working on. This is what I need.
Yeah. Watch the yoni video and say, I want to start getting yoni videos because I want to, I just heard this sexpert, Susan Bratton. Yep. And she said that all women can orgasm through intercourse without even touching the tip of their clitoris. And I want to learn. I love to be close to you. And I want to have orgasms every time we have intercourse. And she says the trick is to start with the yoni massage. Yoni is the word for my lady parts. And I want to do this. I want to start learning this together. She told me about this thing called erotic play dates. Instead of having sex, we're going to have some erotic play dates and we're just going to work on this together because she says it really creates hot, sexy new relationship energy when we learn things together. And so I was wondering if we could watch this video in bed tonight and just kind of start on the journey of yoni massage together, because I would really like to be massively multi-orgasmic during lovemaking with you, honey.
And yeah, let's circle back. First of all, I mean, what guy's going to say no to watching that video? And secondly, can you expand on the multi-orgasmic? Because I think women's jaws are on the floor right now going, I'll just take one, let alone multi. Is that possible? And I think it kind of goes back to what you were saying earlier of like one time, maybe in my 20s with the one guy, I had multiple orgasms.
I know. Okay. So the human body has the ability to have 20 different kinds of orgasm. And that's both our male body partners and ourselves. So the Homo sapien, the human being on this planet, can have 20 kinds of orgasms. And the 20th one is called wild card, because at 61, I am still learning too. I've been studying sexuality nonstop for decades. And it's a vast subject matter. But one of the reasons you heard Amy introduce me as an orgasmonaut, and that's because what I have studied is orgasm. One of my mentors, one of my very best mentors, and I have been fortunate to have some incredible mentors. I stand on the shoulders of giants in the sexuality space. Dr. Patty Taylor did her PhD on female orgasm and taught me the expanded orgasm practice. And the there are orgasms. There are multiple orgasms, there are extended orgasms, and there are expanded orgasms. And expanded orgasms are where you are able to get into this moment of climax and stretch that time out like taffy and have even bigger ones the next time, and even longer and bigger ones the next time, and even longer and bigger ones the next time. That's the arousal ladder of escalating pleasure, where it's basically like this quantum experience. It just kind of goes out into this space where, honestly, it's like a meditative practice where you are coming to the point where you feel like you're touching source or Gaia or angels or God or something. You just feel so connected mm-hmm. to yourself, to your lover, and to all living things. I know that sounds really crazy, but if I don't tell you where you're going, how are you going to get there? Right. And so the 20 kinds of orgasms, it's on my website at personallifemedia.com. And basically you start with one and then you add the next and then you add the next and then you add the next. And pretty soon you have five or six different ways you can easily have orgasms. You could have orgasms from kissing in your throat. You could have breast and nipple gasms. You can have orgasms from touching the clitoris, the G spot, which isn't a spot, it's a long tube. Mm-hmm. You know, so, I mean, there's lots of ways you can do it. There's basically locations to touch. There are techniques to use, and there are objects of desire, which include those seven different kinds of sex toys that allow you to essentially activate all these different pathways to your brain, your biggest sex organ. When you start out small, when your vulva doesn't have any blood flow to it, and blood flow is how our genital systems work, male and female. When it's small, it has a small amount of surface area. When it gets a lot of blood flow and activation and arousal, it expands. Each one of your three erectile tissue systems expands, and everything just plumps up and gets bigger. Your clitoral shaft actually elongates. You get a little erection. Yeah. Everything fills with blood. And when it does, it sends then when you touch it, there's all this surface area sending massively more signals to your brain. And your brain is like, whoa, this is incredibly pleasurable. And then you just start having way better orgasmic experiences. So it's a combination of knowing what's possible. And I give you the techniques for all the 20 kinds of orgasms for free at personallifemedia.com. You just literally go to the website and read each of the 20 and be like, I'll take that one, I'll take that one, and I'll take that one. Okay, how do I do them? Read, and I tell you how to do it. So once you start doing that, you're like, okay, I did it. Let's do another one. Oh, I did that too. Let's do another one. I didn't even know I could have these. And so you just can start incrementing your experience. And then you're in a fantastic relationship. There's no bricks. The bricks have left the building. Now you're just in a fluffy pillow of love. You want sex with your partner. Sex is incredibly satisfying. You're doing all kinds of fun things together. You can't wait for your next date. You're sexually self-confident. You're in love with the amazing things your body can do. And you're just like vital and fueled by all this erotic energy that makes you just feel like you're having the best life. Plus, you look 10 years younger than all your friends, because that's what multiple times of intimacy a week does for people. It literally makes you look younger because of all of the great downstream effects of having orgasmic pleasure, the oxytocin, the neurotransmitters, the hormone cascade. I mean, it's all there for you. So it's just knowing it's possible, which is why I call myself the orgasmonaut. I come back with the map to the territory so you can hit orgasmic outer space and orgasmic ecstasy.
It's funny that you say that, because just the other day, a friend of mine sent me a picture of her and her lover. And I said to her, I said, you just look glowing. Like, you look so out, you're glowing. And she goes, it's all the orgasms. And I said, there's science behind that, you know? So you just backed me on that. That completely explains why she looks so damn good. 100%. I love it. I love it. So you're going to it's going to take a little bit of effort on the person's part, the woman's part, the man's part, but it's worth it. Everything that you're saying, Susan,
it's not effort. It's
so
fun.
Worth it. And it's fun. Yeah,
it's fun. It's just fun. It makes your husband a lot, 110% less grumpy too.
Exactly. Now, what about the biohacking? You know, I've heard of when you talked about peptides, PT-141. Of course, we can get into using oxytocin. What are your thoughts and how do you use those, if at all?
Yeah, I don't like PT-141. I don't like the nasal and I don't like the injectable because it makes me sick to my stomach. But I don't need it because I am horny. Because I have great sex and I have confidence. Would I recommend it for someone? No. Okay. I wouldn't. I mean, it works on the melanotan pathway. It might be good for someone who has some kind of intractable erectile dysfunction and whose physiology happens to trigger an erection on the melanotan pathway. Like, that's some random stuff. Okay. So there's three people, but otherwise I would just be like, how about trying the soulmate embrace and getting a vibrator? You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot easier things to do than inject stuff that makes you nauseous just so you can get turned on. Right. And really all it does, here's what it does. There's this notion that I call an everted erection. Everted means from the inside out. And remember how I talked about how, like, the number one most important thing is blood flow to the pelvic bowl? Mm-hmm. So the very first thing that I would start with is a nitric oxide supplement. First, I'd start with eat your leafy green vegetables and beetroot. Don't use antibacterial mouthwash, and don't use proton pump inhibitors or acid blockers. Fix your friggin' gut. Yep. Right? You got SIBO or SIFO, fix your gut. The other piece of it that's interesting is that, because that's how your body creates nitric oxide, is through the salivary system primarily. And my company, The 20, is, I'll give you a link for that. It's the20store.com, THE20STORE.com, The 20 Store. They're also on Amazon. I have a product called Flow, FLOW, because I have a supplement company and a publishing company. Mm-hmm. And Flow is a nitric oxide booster that's made from organic fruit and vegetables. It's made from watermelon rind, interestingly enough, because the Citrullus vulgaris is the watermelon. And that's what citrulline comes from. And citrulline is what your body uses when you're older, over 40, to generate more nitric oxide capacity. You get that blood flow into your pelvic bowl, and you start really feeling the erectile tissue systems filling with blood. And the best way to start them filling with blood is kissing and breast play, because your lips, both above and below, are connected. They're a system, and your nipples are part of that triumvirate. The three-legged stool is lips, lips, nipples.
Okay.
I feel like I'm doing a Kibbles and Bits commercial. It's the Kibbles and the Bits, the Kibbles and the Bits. So meow. So when you do the kissing and you do the breast play, it starts pumping the vulva full of blood from the inside out. That's what the PT-141 does, the melanotan. It actually sends blood into the genital erectile structure. That's how it works. And so once it gets filled with blood, it makes you feel horny. It's just like lubrication. It's tricky, where when you're not lubricated, you don't feel horny. When you're wet, you're like, oh my God, I must be turned on. Oh my God. Right. Even though how wet you are isn't correlated to how turned on you are, there's a connection. When you're wet, you're like, When you're dry, you're like, So once you get the fluid in moving, starting with the nitric oxide, then you can add on a couple of things. For women, there's two things I recommend. And I didn't used to have these tools. And I had to send people in for like CO2 lasering, RF, the intravascular. No, those things are so damaging.
Okay.
What I like now is FemiWave. If you're going to go, if you want to just like get incredible lubrication, reverse incontinence, plump up your labia, remediate all of the erectile tissue in your clitoral, urethral, and perineal structures, get lubrication going, the FemiWave is the very best thing. It's the analog to GainsWave for men, which I am a spokesperson for this company. I went to them and I said, I love what you're doing so much. I want to tell everyone about it. It is absolutely the thing I must recommend. And I want to be educated. I want to be trained. I want to be kept up on everything your company is doing. Use me. I love what you're doing. And that has been a fantastic partnership. And the FemiWave is incredible for vaginal rejuvenation from the outside. They don't even go inside. It just gets everything activated and restores all the tissue again. So that's one thing. And then the second thing is that not everyone can afford to go out and get FemiWave treatments. And some people just are too shy to do it. Mm-hmm. Or they're the kind of people who are like, I'm a DIY. You got any tools for that? I can do myself because I built my own house. And I'm like, yes, as a matter of fact, I do. Uh-huh. So the other product that I love is something from a company called Joylux, a woman-owned company. It's at vaginadevice.com. I wish I had it here. I'm at my beach house today. I wasn't expecting to be here. I thought I'd be home by now, but I had a UTI all weekend and I didn't feel well. So I'm here. So I don't have it to show you, but it's this little device that goes inside your vagina. It's pretty small and you slide it in and it has three modes. The first mode that it gives you is red light, photobiomodulation. Mm-hmm. So that not only remodels the glycogen in the lining of the mucosal lining, because the good bacteria eat glycogen. And if your microbiome is off and you're getting a lot of infections or what have you, or it's never, just doesn't smell as good as you want it to, or whatever, the red light, it's fantastic. It comes also with warmth, which helps with recollagenating the vaginal mucosal lining, and vibration for Kegel toning. The company markets it. The vagina device is marketed for incontinence because we so suffer with that as women.
Mm-hmm.
But it also has, but because it's an FDA class 2 device, they can't make claims. You have to be very careful about what you say. And so this is, you know, I have to say, this is my personal experience of it, right? You got to look at what they say on the website. We have to be very careful with these things. I don't like to overpromise, right, but I can tell you my experiences. And my experience is that I use it in combination with FemiWave because I just really feel like the two keep my vagina in fantastic order. It helps with the pelvic floor strengthening. It helps with the vaginal tissue lining. Mm-hmm. It helps with the painful tissue that you get around the introital sphincter, which is the opening to the vagina. It helps with that, getting more resilience in that so it doesn't hurt. Mm-hmm. But what it doesn't do is it doesn't reconstitute the clitoral tissue. It doesn't plump up the labia. When you get older, that stuff starts to kind of sag. Mm-hmm. And honestly, it can look a little like old man balls down there. And so you got to keep it plumped.
Right.
So I like the FemiWave with the vagina device, but you got to do what you can do. You know, money doesn't grow on trees. I totally get that.
Right.
Do what you can do. Do something. Don't just go, well, I guess I'll never have sex again because it hurts too much. Be like, I'm going to fight for my sex band because I want to look 10 years younger like all those other girls getting great sex. And I want to have a happy partner and I want to feel awesome. So you could have another pair of shoes or two, or you could have the vagina device or the FemiWave. I would choose that, you know,
That's
but it's
true.
Priorities, right?
It's priorities. It is. And when you're talking about kind of holding everything up and in addition to libido, I'd like to go down the rabbit hole just briefly on Tongkat Ali. You and I talked about that a little bit at KetoCon. I am a huge fan. I have it in my hormone fixer as well because it's an aphrodisiac and it stimulates testosterone along with tribulus. I love it. Yes. I love it for
Me
women.
Too.
So when you have adequate testosterone levels, even if you, let's say you can't get testosterone replacement therapy because God knows what the DEA is going to be doing in the next month with our testosterone, you know, it might be hard to get. So you might have to go the supplemental route. Doesn't that actually kind of hold everything in and kind of pull, make it, I interviewed Elle Russ the other day with Karen Martell. That podcast will be out. But she basically said, listen, when I got my testosterone level up, now I have a strong pussy. I felt like I had a weak pussy. I felt like everything was falling out. Now everything's, you know, strong and holding in. Is that something that you agree with? And then what are your thoughts on Tomcat?
Well, so testosterone is, it helps you with building tissue. And as we age, our tissue thins and atrophies. Mm-hmm. So testosterone replacement helps us with our muscle building, and it helps us with all of our tissue as well. Testosterone is actually even more efficacious for females for libido than it is for males. It makes us hornier than it makes our guys relatively. That's what the studies show. It's very, very helpful. I wouldn't give up my testosterone. I'll never give it up. I take testosterone, I take estrogen, and I take progesterone. And the testosterone basically gives you balls. It keeps you from turning into an old granny, being afraid of everything. It makes you It makes you a ripper. And I love that. I want to be bomb ass till the day I die.
Yep.
So I really love that. And then as far as the aphrodisiacs, so because I run a supplement company and I make libido vitamins and I make these nitric oxide boosters, the three products, the three, what I would call indigenous aphrodisiacs that people have been taking for thousands of years, that have also been tested for clinical benefit to libido are Tomcat LE, the Malaysian root, Tribulus terrestris, it's a funny little yellow puncture vine from the Mediterranean, and fenugreek, which is the Ayurvedic or Indian aphrodisiac. It helps with hormone balancing, et cetera. And these plants primarily work on two aspects. They work on precursors to hormone production and they work on blood flow. Well, what do you know? That's what our genitals run on too.
Right.
So those three are very good. And then the other two are maca and cacao. And the reason that I didn't put those in my daily vitamin multi-mineral supplement, which is called Desire, is that you need a lot of maca. You actually need a fair amount of material. And so it's hard to stuff it in capsules. You'd be having to take a whole bunch of capsules. Mm-hmm. So I'm coming out with an energy bar, a sexual vitality bar, a healthy protein bar that has both cacao, which is chocolate for the polyphenols, and so it's like dark chocolate, and maca. And so you can stack these things. But what I like to do is I like to herb cycle between Tomcat, fenugreek, and tribulus, but you can take the maca all the time and you can take the cacao all the time. And so cycling with also the maca and cacao works really, really well for libido for both the male and female body. The beautiful thing is that these plants work on the systems for both, which is really interesting.
Very interesting. I love it. Thank you for touching on that because I wanted to expand on that as well. I'm a huge fan. So you're writing three books right now. You're a crazy woman. I don't even know. So what are they? Can you give us a little sneak peek of what we have to look forward to?
Yeah. So one of them is I've launched a new awards program called the Quiet Vibe Awards. I'm kind of a hypersensitive person. I think one of the reasons I was drawn to be a sexpert and to tell people the step-by-step about how to have passionate lovemaking was that I'm really good at feeling what's going on in my body. I have a felt sense that I can put into words and write down, but that makes me sensitive to bright light, to loud noise. I just am just this sensitive little creature. Scratchy things. There's not a tag on any of my clothes. Everything I wear is super soft. I'm just, that's how I am.
Yeah.
So I don't like vibrators or sex toys that are noisy. And you know, you have to think about a lot of people have kids in the house and they don't want their kids to hear them using a vibrator or you live in roommates and community with roommates and the walls are thin. You know, it's not like we're all in single family homes, just living life without other people around. So my Quiet Vibe Awards, I chose the top 10 most quiet toys that were good for female bodies, male bodies, partnered, not partnered, et cetera, so that there would be a really good selection of super premium products that have lots of functionality that are really, really good. And that's at quietvibeguide.com. So you can see all 10 of those. I wanted people to have that. And then the second thing that I'm writing is called Orgasmic Intercourse. It's basically that everyone can orgasm from intercourse. You just need to know how. And often the number one reason is that people think they can't. And so when they read this little book that I'm writing and they're like, oh, okay, you know, I read everything. And honestly, the two things that were missing for me were, number one, I just had decided I couldn't. And number two, there were a couple of things in there that I haven't been getting that I think I need to really relax into my pleasure and actually start to have orgasms from intercourse. Because our bodies are made so synergistically to the female vulva, our vaginal pocket with a penis is a perfect combination. Once you understand how to get engorged, where the orgasms come from, how you make them, what you need, etc. So I really wanted to give people like, here's how you do it. Hear from the orgasm, not herself. Mm-hmm. Because what almost broke up my marriage was not having orgasms from intercourse and not wanting to be with my husband sexually. And we fixed it. And I learned how. I crossed the gasm chasm. I closed the orgasm gap between how easy it was for him and how hard it was for me. And now I have massively multi-orgasmic, incredible intercourse. So if I can do it, you can do it. Ain't no difference between me and you.
Right.
I had my first orgasm from intercourse at 42 and I'm 61. So now I've had 22 years to get really, really good at it and tell you how to do it. Mm-hmm. Then the third book is called Orgasmic Cross Training. This idea that if you have these seven types of toys in the female body, and I'm also working on the men's book too, that you can teach and activate these different, I tell you what to use to activate the different parts of your whole yoni so that it gets all that expansion, sends all those signals, and you just kind of go from one toy to the next toy to the next toy, and you start to activate all these parts. You can do that. It can take as long or short. You can go buy all seven right now, or you can just get one, learn that, roll the next one in, learn that, roll the next one in, learn that. Doesn't matter. You're on a path. You're on a journey. Your sex life can be giving you incredible pleasure your whole life long. If you allow it. I mean, this is I joke about sex, that if sex were a brand, it would be sex. There's always something more. You know, it's like you'll never run out of fun stuff to make yourself feel pleasure mm-hmm. in the sexuality space. And so for women who want to really activate the yoni and get everything working and just have the kinds of orgasms that Susan Bratton has, which are unbelievable. If you could hear it and see it, oh my God. So I didn't do it. Now I do. If you don't do it, so can you. And that's what orgasmic intercourse will be. It'll be, what are the toys? How do they work? Where do you put them? How do you use them? And what should you be feeling? And then how do you stitch it all together so you can be a incredible, orgasmic, delicious monster?
I love it. Oh my gosh. Susan, you're literally, I mean, right now you have just spoken to 100,000 women that
thank you
are just eating this up, and you're literally changing their lives with an hour-long discussion. And I can't imagine the amount of lives that you have touched over the last 20-something years of you specializing in this. It's just, it's something that's so needed. It's something that's not talked about enough. We're not real enough with each other. Even girlfriends having a cup of coffee or a glass of wine aren't this real, and we need to be. Yes. So thank you. Just thank you for everything. Just thank you for your work and your research and your writing and your realness and your speaking and your products and your books and your videos. And we're going to have everything in the show notes. It's already on Facebook right now that they can click on in the links, but just thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for having me. And thanks for giving me the platform to help people have the kind of pleasure that they deserve. And that is really a gift. One of the biggest gifts of being in the human existence is, you know, the love of friends and family, beautiful, delicious food, art and music, and sensual pleasure and nature, you know, which it's part of, that it's part of our nature. So thank you for having me. I hope that I've busted through a few people's limited thinking, because that's what we're here for, both you and I, to believe that there is always more we can be and do. So thank you so much for having me. It's really been my pleasure. I adore you and appreciate you.
Thank you, Susan. Yeah, I think we're going to be having you back with each book launch. So
anytime.
Let's plan on that. Okay. Take care.